This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's
Kevin McCullough? Let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough?
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad you're with us. Hour two off and running. We'll still take your calls on the issue of the professor in California throughout the rest of the night. But, of course, it is time for, at the top of the second hour, the Ladies' Lounge, where we talk to brilliant women across the media spectrum. Some of the voices that I feel like really deserve much greater amplification than... Is that an elf? Well, he's going to commit suicide. Somebody put an elf on the back... Look at that. There's an elf back there, and he's hanging off the back sign. That's crazy. Somebody should talk to that guy. That's not a safe place for that elf to be. Sorry, kiddies, if you're just tuning in. I don't know how that elf got there. He was nice and napping earlier, as far as I know. Anyway, it's hour two, and we've still got tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of things with my next guest, because she is a journalist. She is an opinion commentator. She is someone that has very strong convictions, even though they may not always be easy to pin down. She's always articulate in terms of being able to espouse why she believes what she believes. But what we're talking about tonight is going to touch on a very specific nerve, because this woman by the name of Leah Remini has taken the nation by storm. You may know her from her past acting. But A&E has had a record hit with her new series on Scientology. And, in fact, if you don't know anything about the series itself, let's take a look. This is the trailer for the series that debuted, I think, 1 week ago. Take a listen. Evidently, we don't have the audio to the trailer, which is the part of the problem. That would always be good to have. If you have the video, that's good. It would be good to also have the audio of the trailer as well. So we'll maybe get to that anyway. So what is this celebrity obsession? We will talk about that with my next guest. She is a senior writer for The Federalist. If you're not reading it, you should. It is one of the more important websites in terms of opinion editorial that is out there. And Bethany Mandel is no stranger to Radio Night Live. I think this is her third or fourth time to be with us. Hey, Bethany, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Always appreciate it when you can come on. And you are, you live the life of not only a journalist, but of a journalist's wife. So you're kind of doubly immersed in the news in your household, and you're a busy mom. You're raising your kids. You're a very observant person of faith, and so you that's important to you. And if people follow you on social media, which they should, they're going to see a very good example of a very good human being. So I'm eager to ask you some questions about some other stories that are out there before we get to the Scientology stuff. The fake news phenomenon, Bethany Mandel. I don't know if you've written anything on it, but as someone who is so intricately connected to the news industry, what's your whole take on this whole issue of fake news being a danger to the universe?
So, I mean, I think it's definitely an issue, but it's sort of funny to me what constitutes fake news and what does constitute fake news. There was an explosion of stories after the election about hate crimes committed against people of different sexualities, colors, whatever, by Trump supporters. And then they quietly turned out later to be hoaxes. And amazingly, that's not fake news when there's a rash of hate crimes that are not really taking place but are being reported. On the same token, there's fake news that is reported from more sort of right-leaning publications about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump that are fake, but it's just sort of funny to me what our media has now classified as fake news.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious about, like, if we roll the tape back to, like, Ferguson, Missouri, and hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah.
Doesn't that qualify as fake news?
Like
they just made this whole thing up about the guy saying that, and there was never any evidence that he ever actually said it.
Yeah, yeah, and that fake news actually caused some rioting and some like real civil unrest.
Right.
But that is apparently okay, and people are still shouting that.
Well, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, so I reserve the right to be, but if I do remember correctly, the police officer in that case ended up being found completely innocent of any wrongdoing, even by the Eric Holder's Department of Justice investigation.
Yep.
He followed department protocol to the letter, and you're right. That not only caused property damage and civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, but was really kind of the premise for everything else that we saw happen with Staten Island and a whole bunch of other police shootings. Yeah, they followed it. I was thinking about this. What about fake news when Hillary Clinton said that a video caused the Benghazi attack?
Lying.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And so, where's the? And she's the one that gave the speech on Thursday, saying, you know, this is a scourge on society. We've got to get rid of this stuff. I don't know. And then I was really fascinated that there have been journalists who have been a little bit, shall we say, had their nose bludgeoned a bit because they were found to be telling falsehoods that have recently gone on rampages against fake news. Anyway, I was just curious as to how that strikes you, because your husband is a very successful editor at one of the major New York newspapers, and you yourself so widely published in so many different places. The other thing that I'm curious about is, from your perspective, now that we are past this this election, and I know you had very strong lines where you were at, and we supported different people, but I've always appreciated your conviction. But the recount madness with Jill Stein and the whole fundraising mechanism, what was your take on what she was doing? Was it truly in public service to anybody?
Oh no, she made a good deal of money, and I applaud her capitalism, her discovery of capitalism.
Was it really capitalism?
Really, it's capitalism.
But
no, I was about to say, I'm like, no, it's just money grubbing.
Right.
It's
very sophisticated panhandling, isn't it?
Yes, that's a very good way to put it. Very sophisticated panhandling. No, I mean, it's an actual scam, and she's made a great deal of money, so.
Yeah.
You know, money is evil except for when you're lying to people in order to steal it from them, apparently.
Or when you're Bernie and you want to buy a $600,000 vacation home. I'm just saying. It happens. We're talking with Bethany Mandel, who writes for The Federalist. If you were to describe what you cover in your regular editorial pieces, Bethany, for first-time viewers and listeners tonight, what would you say your typical beat is? What drives your passion as a writer?
So I think that, I mean, in the last couple of years, I've sort of discovered that what Andrew Breitbart always said, that politics is downstream of culture.
Right.
Upstream, downstream, what did he used to say? Basically, you have to tackle the culture in order to win in the ballot box, and that, I think, is absolutely true. So I've been focusing more on cultural issues just because I think that that's the only way we're going to survive as a country is if we reverse the horrible cultural trends that have really taken root in America.
What do you think are the most dangerous ones as you sit and breathe on this evening right now?
I mean, I think attacks on religious liberty and religious thought are a major sort of undertaking. I mean, I'm personally sort of libertarian on the issue of gay marriage, but what really disturbs me about the American left in the last decade or so is the militancy in which, if you don't agree with me on any number of issues, gay rights, transgender stuff has been in the last couple of years, not only do we disagree, but they're out to destroy your life. I mean, they're taking the jobs and the livelihoods and the businesses of people who, for religious reasons, are opposed to whatever.
Right.
And that's just really disturbing. It's the militarization of our political discourse that is dangerous.
I actually do think that that was a driving force that benefited Donald Trump in a big way, because Hillary had been so pronounced in terms of saying, look, if you're a religious person and your religious values are in conflict with where we want to take the country in that vein of discussion, the transgender, the same-sex marriage, et cetera, then you need to change your religious convictions, was what she was on the record as saying. And I think that, I know a lot of faith-based people. I consider myself to be one. There were a lot of people that did not like Donald Trump in terms of his personal moral failings and a lot of other things, that as long as he was saying, I'm going to hear the people of faith and I'm actually going to make sure that we put justices on the court that respect that, I think that was just something that Hillary could never get across because she was too boxed in terms of the special interests that really control what you call the American left now.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that I was part of it. There is a very serious bubble problem that is an issue for people in the media. We live in New York, between New York and D.C., and we only listen to each other. And there's this whole other country out there that are not. I mean, I'm really fascinated. And I eventually,
Bethany, hold that thought. We're gonna come right back. Taking this commercial break, and when we do, we're gonna talk about this, but also Scientology and what's happened with.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Kevin McCullough live from New York every single Saturday night and on great television outlets across the country. Biz TV is a phenomenal network. It encourages entrepreneurialism. I love the message of what it is about. It's not a stock ticker, scroll, business headline type of network. It actually cares about helping you get your entrepreneurial goals in place, and as such, I think has fit a real niche in the marketplace. And also 300-plus great radio outlets, including stations like in Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas, San Diego, Orlando, Florida, Philadelphia, almost everywhere in between, and always, of course, coming to you from the great city of New York. Kevin McCullough is my name. This is the middle of the segment we call the Ladies Lounge, where we actually help amplify voices of women that have things to say and that should be heard in the public dialogue, and Bethany Mandel is certainly fitting of that category. She writes for The Federalist. She's a senior writer there, and she's written for a number of really well-heeled organizations across the journalism spectrum. Her husband, a very prominent editor as well in the field of journalism, and this is one of the reasons why I love talking to her, because she's got all these insights in terms of what we were dealing with. And Bethany, for the life of me, I cannot remember the question I asked you just before we went to break, but I know you were about to give a really good answer. So
we were sort of talking about the disconnect between the media and the rest of America.
Right.
And I have been meaning to write a piece on this forever, but I am utterly fascinated by the comments on Facebook. Whenever Us Weekly writes about sort of like a transgender issue, especially with the Jenner Kardashian situation.
Right.
And if you, I encourage your listeners to read the comments. Facebook is funny because the comments with the most likes, with most people agreeing them, float to the top. So whenever they write a story about Bruce Jenner, and they call him, what is his woman name?
Caitlin, I think.
Caitlin, yeah. So the comments are always deluged by people being like, this is not a thing. His name is Bruce. Stop with this crap. And they're the most popular comments. And it's so funny to me that that Us Weekly doesn't remotely care what its readers think or say.
Yeah.
They just keep on churning out this crap about transgender stuff, expecting people to just buy it hook, line, and
get in line. Yeah.
And their own readers are like, this is bull.
Yeah,
No, I'm sorry. A person with a penis is not a woman. We're not playing along with this. And it's that sort of phenomenon that led to the election of Donald Trump, I think. I mean, the media kept on saying X, Y, and Z and calling people sexist and racist and homophobic and whatever for disagreeing. And it comes.
And in reality, they were just out of work factory workers in Michigan and Ohio that said, we want to build and make things again.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's really true. Well, it's a good insight. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because if there is a megaphone where these people can say, oh, fake news is terrible, it's on the channels that already propagate the fake news that's out there. As we demonstrated with, hands up, don't shoot, and what difference now, Senator, does it make? A whole host of others that we could get to. I'm very fascinated by Leah Remini and what she has done. In reading your piece this week, I learned that A&E has said that this is one of the best shows that they've launched. It's a huge hit for them. But you're making the assertion that Scientology is really regretting having associated itself with celebrities. First of all, why do you make the assertion? And secondly, why do you think they did it?
So I don't know if they necessarily do regret associating themselves so deeply with celebrities, but they should. They've sort of... they saw the lure of celebrities and in getting their brand out there and getting their name out there. And it still works, but I think it's backfired on them in more than one way. I mean, Leah Remini is, I think, the biggest example because she's used her celebrity to launch one of the most watched series on A&E ever. And the series is fantastic. The second episode is phenomenal, and I wrote about it. And that piece will probably land on the Federalist on Tuesday.
Okay.
But the series is phenomenal, and it's taken off because of her celebrity. But the sort of black eye that their association with celebrities has given them over the last couple of years has really grown. I mean, the whole couch jumping episode with Tom Cruise and the weirdness around their relationship with Tom Cruise has really hit the news a great deal. It's their heyday of being sort of protected by Hollywood and in Hollywood is over.
My bride is thoroughly of the impression that both Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes were ultimately just done in their relationship with Cruise because of the Scientology issue. That was something that ultimately a normal person just could not tolerate.
I think that your bride is a very smart woman. I think she's absolutely right. I mean, you sort of see the Tom Cruise relationship with his daughter, with Katie Holmes, after their divorce, and he doesn't seem to have any whatsoever. And I really applaud Katie Holmes for doing what she did. I mean, she really blindsided him with this divorce, and she moved to New York, seemingly for convenience sake, and then it became clear that move was part of a chess game in order to get better custody arrangements in the state of New York versus the state of California. So she was really playing the long game on this divorce for a long time, and I think it was in order to escape Scientology because she didn't want her daughter raised in it.
What is the major complaint that people that are coming out of it have about Scientology as a system?
So it seems like actually the third episode of the series is going to hit on that. I think that a lot of the reason why people leave is money. It's a very expensive religion to be a part of. To advance to every level, you have to spend a significant amount of money. One of the sort of lines of things that you have to do is you have to participate in sort of interrogation seminars and sessions, and it's $800 an hour. So I don't know who can afford $800 an hour for an interrogation as part of their religion, but it really bankrupts people. And for the non-celebrities in the Scientology world, I think the money is a driving factor,
yeah,
for sure.
Well, that's like that's like 3 months worth of a personal trainer or something,
mm-hmm.
which I would personally put much better to great use than going to see a Scientology. Well, what you need to do, friends, is you need to follow Bethany on Twitter and then also read her stuff in The Federalist. It's called Leah Remini's documentary is turning Scientology's celebrity obsession back on itself, and it is really eye-opening. And then watch Leah's show and then form your own opinions. That's what I always encourage you to do. Bethany, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for staying up late.
Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. We got lots on the plate. You want to talk about this? You want to talk about Scientology? You want to talk about the professor who used her platform as a professor to go on a tirade against the president-elect? We can do all of that. We can do any of it, all of it. But we just need you to be part of it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Of all the boys. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us from New York every single Saturday. And it's one of those things where I know you've got a lot of things to do. It's that time of year. We're getting ready for the new year. You got to be ready to go. But it's just a really cool way to end the week. I'm so grateful that you spend the time doing it, and I want to say thank you for those of you that do. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. 888-340-3373. My question of the night, the topic of the night, is should public university professors be getting to use their platform in whatever their class is to basically go on tirades that seem quasi-irrational about the past election. This particular professor, Olga, in a university in California, said some pretty crazy things. It went viral. Now the teachers union threatening the student that taped it. Here's what she said to a packed room of mush minds.
White supremacist and a vice president that is one of the most anti-gay humans in this country. And so we are in for a difficult time, but again, I do believe that we can get past that. Our nation is divided. We have been assaulted. It's an act of terrorism. One of the most frightening things for me and most people in my life is that the people committing the assault are among us. It is not some stranger from some other country coming in and attacking our sense of what it means to be an American and the things that we stand for. We are way beyond Republicans and Democrats, and we're really back to being a civil war. And I don't mean it in a fighting way, but our nation is divided as clearly as it was in Civil War times.
Pretty crazy stuff, personally. I just think it's like kooky, nutty, off the charts. Wacko. We're as divided as we were at the time of the Civil War. Do you realize that brother fought against brother in the Civil War? Like, we tried to kill each other because we thought, some of us thought, that you could own human beings and others thought that you couldn't. Every time someone like her says that Donald Trump is a white supremacist, you just want to, like, please explain how. How is what he is... trying to institute, one of the major focuses of his incoming administration is urban renewal. He wants to go into the inner cities and help rebuild specifically Latino and African American neighborhoods because of the kind of disastrous shape that they're in. 888-340-3373. But it doesn't seem like there's anything that is held accountable. Like, this teacher can just babble on about whatever she wants. Then when a student tapes her saying it and puts it on the internet, then suddenly the student's the bad guy. Now the teachers union threatening the student that, oh, we'll come after him. We'll sue him. 888-340-3373. Okay. So she says she has the right to say whatever she wants because of free speech. Doesn't she have the right to suffer the consequences of saying whatever she said? Like, if you say something and it just ticks people off, you don't have a right to be insulated from their anger. I say stuff on talk radio six days a week. I know that people get upset with some of the things I say. I don't try to keep them from being angry at me. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on this. By the way, tonight being brought to you by the fabulous people at MyPillow. Have you found the perfect Christmas gift for everyone on your shopping list? Everyone has sleep problems. Everybody's got problems. They can't sleep through the night. They toss, they turn, they do all kinds of things. Friends, MyPillow has the perfect plan for you to not only satisfy your need to give gifts, but to also give them the gift they can't get anywhere else. And that is the most perfect sleep of their life, guaranteed. Guaranteed. You buy one premium pillow from MyPillow, they're going to give you another premium pillow. You buy one for you, they're going to give you one for a friend. You can give it as a gift. They're going to give you two of the Go Anywhere travel pillows. These have been lifesavers. I've used them to sleep in coach on an airplane, flying over the Atlantic Ocean overnight and falling into REM cycle sleep in my upright airplane seat. They're going to give you all four pillows for the price of only one. Get your last-minute Christmas shopping done. You will not find a better value anywhere. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. If you go online, use my promo code, KMC, you'll get the same offer. 800-506-2641. I just bought some for Christmas presents for some people that I knew that are on the West Coast, and they're having a hard time sleeping. I said, okay, that's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get them and send them to them. MyPillow, 800-506-2641, a proud sponsor of Radio Night Live and has been for quite some time. 888-340-3373. We've got people that want to get on the discussion. Danny and Gino, fortunately or unfortunately, you have to wait for the break because we're so close on time. And I know both of you are going to go longer than just the 10 seconds that we have left. So, again, if you haven't gotten your MyPillow for the person on your list who needs guaranteed sleep, 800-506-2641 or online at MyPillow.com and use promo code KMC for the 4-for-1 Christmas offer. Coming right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
1681.
All right, Kevin McCullough, hoping that you will join us every Saturday. Grateful for you to be here live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. And as always, taking your phone calls, 888-340-3373. On what topic? This professor who said this little bit of nonsense right here. Take a listen. Do we not have the audio? I'm hearing it outside my headset. Okay, so we don't. So we did have it. I don't know why we don't have it now. But the professor went on to say that the election of Donald Trump was, in fact, an assault on the country, that it was comparable to terrorism. No, that it was terrorism. She used the affirmative. And she went on to say that we are as divided as any time in our history, and in fact, that we are approaching the near maniacally divided levels of the Civil War era. She went on to say that she's got coping mechanisms for her. She takes great delight in thinking that her side outnumbers everybody else. And I just want to say something about that real quick. Hillary Clinton may have slightly won the popular vote, but California, she won the state of California by 4 million votes in just that state alone. This isn't a national election. It's 50 different elections of electors that go to the Electoral College. Every vote counted. Every vote in California counted. And it was a contest for the electors that they were going to send to the Electoral College. But Trump won 33 of 50 states. He won 3,100 of 3,800 counties across the country. This was a beat down landslide like we haven't seen in a long time. So the idea that she's patting herself on the back going, well, my side outnumbers you. That's not even, so what? So she had what, 67 million? Trump had 65 million. You know, there's 300 million people in the country. Almost 50% of the people that are here don't even vote. She doesn't know whose side has more. It just happened that, you know, in her state, she's in a very dominant region. Let's go to Danny in Tampa, Florida. Hello, Danny.
Danny, the running Bolshevik dog. How you doing, brother? You know, I'll tell you what, as far as Lee Remini, I call her Remini, is concerned, I loved her in King of Queens, and she definitely, she got really bought out by Kirstie Alley. Kirstie Alley is a Scientologist, and I don't know if you ever heard the story that Kirstie Alley really blasted her, completely blasted her. Boy, they were friends and not anymore. But, yeah, I want to say to you about the, and her Gino's on the next after me. Gino, yeah, I love you. You're a relic, Gino. I love you. You're a relic. I love you, man. I love it. But I tell you what, Kevin, this whole thing with 2 points, she got 2.7 million more, just slightly more votes in the popular vote. And also, Trump said,
well, Danny, you understand, Danny, hold on. You understand that's 1% of the population, right? She got.
Right. You understand that she won by maybe 2% overall.
No. Stop. Math is not your friend, Danny. You don't know math. Okay. So if we live in a country of 300 million people and she wins the popular vote by 2 million plus, that's roughly 1% of the population.
What was the final percentage? It's 51 to 49 overall, wasn't it? Well, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. We don't keep track of the popular vote. It's never. We've never counted the popular vote to mean anything.
Actually, I think it should be done away with, and that would screw us if we lose it that way. I mean, you know, if we win it that way, the Democrats, I'm saying, come on.
No, because then you have. No. You shouldn't do the popular vote, Danny, because 17 states shouldn't rule over the other 33. That's just insane.
It's inconceivable that California has two senators and Rhode Island has two senators. That's ridiculous.
No, that's actually exactly how the founders. That's exactly how the founders saw it. If you don't like it, move. If you don't like it, leave the country. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
No, I'm not going to go anywhere else. I was born right here. I'm going to stay right here.
But you want to change what we have. If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
It could be changed.
Danny, you leftists are the biggest bunch of whining crybabies I've ever seen. I put up with your crap for 8 years from Obama. I put up with every single social, quasi-socialist thing that he wanted to put across, and I spoke up and I did my part, but he got reelected, and that was the way that the country went, and I did my part, and I did what I needed to do. You guys are having you're having meltdowns over the fact that this guy won. You're losing your mind. And over what? What has he actually done that's causing you this great distress? He did. He melted. He evaporated right into the ether. He just up and flew away. All right. 888-340-3373. It's just astounding. Like he and the professor, like they should live on a go live on a deserted island somewhere, start a commune, and elect yourself as the great commissar. Like, I don't care. But I don't want San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York deciding everything else for the whole country. And if you go to a popular vote model, that's basically what you're going to ask for. Actually, it might not be, because the red states would then understand we've got to turn out. And you wouldn't have a 50% participation level anymore. You probably have a much higher incentivized reason to get everybody to the polls. And so you would see a more divisive environment than you would even now. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. I'd like to maybe remind Dan. I seem to recall that Hillary also beat Barack Obama in the 08 primary in the popular vote. But he had more delegates. She was winning the big city primaries, yep. And he was just winning the little old caucuses. And she smashed the crap out of him in the popular vote. But I don't hear anybody complaining that when Obama was president, she wasn't. But getting back to your professor there, I would suggest that that's nothing more than classic, brainwashing indoctrination technique.
Right.
And the tip-off that they know they're doing something wrong is the abusive, harassing threats that they're aiming against the people that would out them. It
right.
would seem like if this was all good stuff, they would want this public. This should be for everybody's consumption.
If it's on the up and up, you're absolutely right. But what does the teachers union do? No, they're going to threaten to sue the kid that had the guts to put it on his iPhone. And it's really astounding.
Well, absolutely, and that's what tells me that it stinks, because they know what they're teaching is wrong, because if they was proud of what they was teaching, they would just publicly say what they're teaching in our schools. But they don't want us as parents to know what they're filling our children's brains with.
Yeah. No, it's well said, Frank. I appreciate the call and appreciate always as you're listening. And it is. He's right. Because there's this level of, I'm going to just say whatever I want. I'm going to say the most outlandish, provocative thing I can say. I'm going to say that Donald Trump is the equivalent of Civil War slavery, which is basically what she's equating him with, and then expect no one to stand up and say anything about it. It tells you something about their...
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
McCullough, glad you're with us. Final few minutes for this week at Radio Night Live. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue and the beautiful storefront. Man, if you do come and do Christmas in the city, you've got to go see the windows because they're just nobody does the holidays like New York City. We are the very best at that, and it's not even up for debate. I took the lovely bride and her BFF to the piano guys last night in the NJPAC at the Newark, New Jersey Performing Arts Center. We have so much talent throughout this metro. You got Lincoln Center, you got NJPAC, you got Radio City, you got all the great theaters in the Times Square district. It's just the place to be this time of year. Anyway, glad you're with us. This professor, we've been talking about her all night. She's saying all kinds of crazy stuff, getting your reaction to it. Line 2, Gino in the Bronx. Hello, Gino.
Well, this is the Rolick communicating to the fossil, that is Danny from Tampa Bay, Florida. I think he should star in the remake of the movie Swamp Thing, because he's got about as much as IQ as a Swamp Thing had. Anyway, back to the point. This has been going on for decades. Academia, we surrendered it. We surrendered the culture. We surrendered the judiciary. If Donald Trump is actually going to be a decent president for a change as a Republican, the first thing he's got to do is make sure we've got five conservatives on the Supreme Court. Otherwise, they're just going to carry through with their agenda that they've been going through for decades. And academia is a harder sell because you have to get rid of all those tenured people,
yeah,
the half-wits like that.
I don't believe
professor.
In tenure. I wish we could get rid of it across the board. I don't want it in public schools. I don't want it in universities. I want you to be based on merit like everybody else has to.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, this is the way it works. So, again, you have to start with the basics, go to the judiciary first, put a conservative back on the Supreme Court to take over Scalia's spot, and then step by step, eventually weed out all these imbeciles that are going to die out like the fossils that Danny is.
I agree with you, Gino. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania real quick. We got a couple of seconds, Mike. Be as concise as you can. Go right ahead.
One thing you mentioned about the Electoral College, you have to remember, that was aligned back when you had states that were barely inhabited by popular,
What difference does that make?
A big difference. A big difference now, because a state like California, if you were to apply that electoral thesis, would be worth 200 electoral votes alone because of the amount of people that you have there. So it should be a popular vote, not the electoral vote.
No, you're full of bananas, Mike, but I appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for being here. No, we checks and balances. It's why we have a people's body in the House, and it's why we have a state's body in the Senate. We believe in the balance of power. Trump won 33 states, Mike. You're just going to have to get over that, including yours. He won yours. Yours was one of them that gave him the electoral vote advantage. But I don't want all those illegal voters in San Francisco and Los Angeles, people that have been given ID cards by the state in violation of federal law, thinking that they can just do whatever they want. I'm not for it. Nope. We want the checks and balances. That's the way it should be. It's Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time here on Radio Night Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, three recent financial memories.
Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.